Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hey, hallelujah. How many of us are ready for Jesus this morning? Let's lift our hands to heaven. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, let's do so. Let's bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our heart. Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him thanks. Oh, I give You praise, Jesus. I bless Your holy name. Thank You for Your mighty hand that is so strong. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, we give You praise, Father. We bless You. Father, we give You praise. And we bless You. Because this morning, lives are about to be transformed. Our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now please be seated. God bless you. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited, and I want to say this, and I want to say it loud and clear. Amen. Whenever I'm in Southwest, I'm going to spend more time in Abeokuta. Please be seated. I just perceive strongly in my spirit that there is something rhyme, amen, about the climate. And as I investigate, I perceive that between now and the next 3 years, there are some crops of men that will emerge from this city. Alright, both in ministry and in industries. And the window is opened. The window is opened. Amen. Now let me say this. Anytime God sends His people to a new environment, it is because of a specific work. Are you with me? The nature of God's work in territories is specific to the destinies of the people, specific to the destinies of the people. Let me give you an instance. Are you aware that even Jesus required certain men to be born successfully? Do you think the devil would not have threatened even the pregnancy of Jesus with miscarriage? Don't you think when he said to Herod that the male should be killed, don't you think that was plan B? Alright, even if the devil ever attacks you while you are born, it means he has started attacking you before you were born. Are you with me? He's tried everything possible. But the day Jesus was to be dedicated, a very old man, Simon, came. Another old woman. This woman, her husband had died since the day of her youth. And she's been regimented to keep praying in the temple. There was no reason why. And, alright, as at that point, she was about 86. and her husband had died while she was in her early 20s. You will not lose your spouse. So for about 60 years, she was praying for what she does not understand. So when you look at Mary and Joseph, I say, we bless God for them. They did not touch each other, so they were qualified, blah, blah, blah. Somebody was interceding. Are you with me? What I'm telling you is that it doesn't matter how powerful your destiny is. It requires support. Let me tell you this. After my university days, for 7 years, I was placed on regimentation. Those regimentations were broken in different years. The first 2 years, alright, God asked me to resign. Alright? And then stay in the place of prayer for 2 years. Don't tell me it's easy. Sometimes I will cry. I'm like, lose me and let me go. I'm not a lazy person. I see others making money. I want to also. Alright? But now, when I see people whose lives has been genuinely touched because of the effect of digging of those years, I feel it's more than worth it. True? It's more than worth it. Now, never be in a hurry to jump out of God's plan for you. And that there are people ahead of you doesn't mean you have failed. It doesn't mean you are failing. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are truly in God's plan, actually, many of your colleagues will go ahead of you. If you are truly in God's plan, yes, they will. They will leave you behind. But here's the difference. The hand of God will come for overtaking. That's the difference. Are you with me? That's the difference. So, somebody's crying and say, look at it. All my friends, they are now working in so big, big places. When will my life change? When will this happen? Hey, and I'm not saying this so you can become complacent. But I'm saying, when God is leading you, the route ahead is not always forward. Sometimes it is backward. Why? There is a kind of man that can survive what is coming, and character must be built. Character. Now, if I go to a place and I see somebody who genuinely loves God, but they can't afford the things they need, I understand. I shared the story. I went with one of my spiritual sons to Koza. God has sent me on an apostolic walk to Lagos for like 2-3 months. And what was the strange instruction? Just intercede. 2-3 months. I left the ministry, left someone else in charge. We went to Koza. Are you me? I went to Koza and the devil called my attention. He said, look at the place where he said, look at their legs. So I looked at the legs of the people. Oxford Brooks. You know those shoes? I looked at my own leg, my shoe that I bought for 1-2. I don't know if they sell those kind of shoe again. It will be crime against humanity. Because the shoe is clothed. Depending on how quickly you want to go out, you can time it. It's predictable. Alright. You want the black color wet. The color change as it gets dried. So that was the shoe I was wearing. They call first timer. I didn't go anywhere. First what? I'm good. Alright. But we didn't die there. Are you with me? When I was going to get married, I bought, how many shoes did I buy? I bought about 10 shoes. Ha! So what's your problem? Just buy a shoe. I said, the devil suffered me with shoe. So I want to revenge. I remember that day I was still serving in the Redeemed Church of God. I was supposed to ordain ministers. They asked everyone to kneel down. I did not kneel down. Because before I could get, I was at the back. So if I was in the front, it would have been easy. So I was saying, this pastor would think I'm proud. So if I kneel down, when I knelt down, I heard everybody in church say, I just heard that. Remember that sound? Just went. And what was happening? I was the one who knew where shoe was. My shoe had hole that my legs was touching the ground. So as I knelt down, they sweat. But that's just a journey. Okay? You will not die where you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter how good and pleasant it is. This is just the beginning. Are you with me? I said this is just the beginning. Now, the Lord is leading my heart to share this story. And I perceive that there's somebody here that needs this to share your faith. Now, I remember where I was serving. I was posted to work in the school clinic. And I was very much okay. A little work. But later on, I started filling in to also teach. One thing led to another. A child was sick and I was not on seat because someone requested that I should please fill in for her to take biology. And I don't fall into trouble. So the principal got angry. I said, so you mean you want to jeopardize the life of our students? And wrote a letter to NYSC requesting or telling NYSC that I did not serve. That was the final week for us to be released. In fact, the day that happened, up to my final day in my PPA, my friends were already around that will rejoice and then go to our family house. And they gave someone the letter and said, go and give it to NYSC. Submit it at their secretariat. And I sat down. The staffs were saying, calm down, don't relax. Don't worry, we'll beg her. And the Lord told me, he said, the hand bringing you out of this city is stronger than the hand trying to keep you here. Relax. The hand taking you into where God has planned and purposed for you is stronger than the hand that is trying to keep you here. Are you with me? Stronger. If there's anyone that the devil is trying to orchestrate delay for, I break it this morning. Yeah. You didn't say that amen like one who cares. Yeah. I say again, I break it this morning. Yeah. It is done. Now, this morning I've not come to preach for long. I've come to establish something. I want to teach you quickly on the basics of faith. The basics. Just the basics. The ABC of faith. You will need it. Now, Hebrews 11 from verse 1. Hebrews 11, 1. If you are there, say amen. Alright. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can we read verse 2 together? 1, 2, 3, go. For by it the elders obtained a what? A good report. Now, look up everyone. Alright, let's say for instance, I know not all of you are students, but let's say you are a part 3 student or a part 2 student. All right. And you heard that the best student on campus, this was how he did it. Now, if that student is serious, you want to learn that method. True? All right. Do you know what a good report is? Let me give you a story. When I was in GSS 1, first term, this term they use. By the time the results were out, out of 34 students in class, I came 33rd. I tried. Second from the back. I came 33rd. I said, I can't take this report card home. This is not a good report. Follow what I'm about to show you. You will not forget this. So I cancel 1-3 and left 3rd. So, yeah, I did it. So I took it home. You see. And my father looked at it. Percentage, you came 3rd. Well, your percentage is about 30 something. He said, well done. Well done, eh? Go inside. Go and eat and rest. I said, thank you, sir. We never had any word after that. Didn't say anything. I went to school. We still sat down together and watched CNN. Nothing. Went to school. Following day, I sat down in mathematics class. Something just said, look through the window. So I looked through the window. I saw my dad's car. There's this car they call Santana. Parked the car. Came out, opened the back seat, and brought out one cane. Then held the report card. Ah! I said, Uncle, I want to go and peace. I said, okay, we can go. I stayed long in the toilet. Oh, Lua, help me. Finally, they were looking for me and they came to pick me from there. And I got to the staff room. So I saw my own report and the original report. My form mistress had brought the book. And you know, staff room. Okay, that I suspect that those of you who are laughing have you fall into trouble. Staff room, palaver. You don't. Lazarus, Abia. So my father said to my form mistress, I will need to deal with him here. They said, please, sir, it's going to change. You know, they just entered GSS 1, so that's why all these things. My father said, he's my son, let me deal with him here. They said, please, sir, I promise you will change. I joined my father in begging them, let him deal with me here. But the rest is history. At least I survived. But what was the reason for that? I did not obtain a good report. What was my attempt? An attempt to obtain a good report. Good report is not about final outcome. It's about process. We should suspect the third you came with if all the subjects have read bio. So it means that the good report the elders obtained was beyond just the results they got. True? So what was the good report Abraham obtained? Was it Isaac? No, it wasn't Isaac. The good report talks about the testimony of God about them. So God said, I grade them excellent because of their ability to function by faith. Now, let me share this with you. What is faith? In literal terms, nothing deep. Faith is absolute reliance on God. true? That's faith. So if I have faith in God, what I'm saying is, God can be trusted. God can be relied upon. I can put my life in His hands and know I'm safe. True? Now, one of the worst insults anybody can give you in life, worst insult, is to look at you and tell you, you are not reliable. That's one of the worst insults. It means I can't trust you with anything. True or not true? Yeah. And that's why faithlessness is an insult to God's ability. He said, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything impossible for me to do? There's nothing. I trust you with my life. Are you with me? I trust you with my life. Let me give you this illustration. I remember years back, a lady came to meet me and said to me, Pastor, I heard you preaching on campus. And that was a fantastic preaching. He said, God can do all things. I said, yes. He said, I only have one problem. He said, the deadline for payment of our school fees is Monday. This is Friday. I have sugar daddies that I can call. All I need is one night. They will pay my school fees. Say, but since the way you preached and all that, say, you know, I came for Otaku. I said, yes. Say, so I want your God to provide this school fees this weekend, or else I will do this. What is that demonstration? That's not faith. It is not faith if you have alternatives. It is not. God does not want to be seen as an option. No. He wants to be trusted. He wants to be relied upon. Alright? I shared the story. Alright? Look at me. I used to have a mentor who died. And that's why, one of the reasons why you may not understand the burden when you see me praying for the sick, you may not understand the burden. Alright, our healthcare system has failed. The supernatural must step in. You just saw something that looked like a small growth, like boil. Went to the hospital, it was not something big, it will go, it will not go. It started getting bigger. When he got to the point where he couldn't sit down, because it was around his sacral plexus. The back. Alright. When he got to the point where he couldn't sit down, so he went for checkup. I watched this growth. They examined him and said, well, we are seeing that the mass protrude inside, blah, blah, blah. And somebody, one of the consultants said, this should be tuberculosis of the spine. And they began to do many things on him until a consultant came from Germany and took his file and asked him to lie down. The moment he looked at it, he said, this is cancer. And they did all of that, tests, and they said, it's cancer. All right, because of the negligence of the hospital, it had already spread. It had eaten up the iliac bone, eaten up other bones. And you know the danger of, I don't want to go into that, all right? But it's not a carcinoma class. But long story cut short, he died. But there was a lady that, because I had to leave ministry to go stay with him, just to be available to help him. But there's a lady I met in that season who later became one of my mentees, then a spiritual daughter. A few years later, she came up with the same thing. And she was crying. The same thing. And she said, "Papa, you know what this is?" I said, "I know." I said, "Go for all the tests." I said, "What the tests you go for?" Came back. And they said, "Okay, so this is a form of cancer." So I looked at her. "You don't have money for chemotherapy. You don't have money for the surgery. You don't have money for radiotherapy. But we have a God who sits in heaven." So I said, "I'm going to pray for you. And it's going to go. But on one condition." I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Gather all the medical reports." Say, "Okay, sir." Brought the medical report. I said, "You know what I'm going to do?" She said, "No." I said, "I'm going to tear it. You know, if I tear these things, if you die, I'll be arrested." Faith is not a risk. You've heard that. I'm going to show you the journey to the kind of faith that is not a risk. And if you're in a risky one, you will see it as I teach. So I tore all the medical report, tore everything. Then laid my hands on her back and prayed, "We give you cancer, 7 days, dry up in the name of Jesus." Said amen. Day one still there, day two still there, day three still there, day four still there, fresh, day five still there, day six still there. So she got up on the sixth day and looked at the mirror, and she was crying. He said, "God, so you'll allow the word of your servant fall to the ground. No problem." And she continued her activity. On the seventh day, she got up, and she had been doing the things she was doing throughout the day. It just occurred to her that, I've not been able to do all these things before. I'm not feeling any pain, anything holding me back. And she ran home, pulled her clothes, checked. The skin was back like the skin of a new baby. All gone. All right. That should be 2022 or 20, early 2022. This 2023, 2021, 2022, all right, January this year, the other girl also, ovarian cancer, plenty report on my table. I entered the office after morning prayer. What was happening? My wife was there, she was there. When I saw her, I saw death, spirit of death. She had accepted the verdict. So what was the issue? She said, "This is the report, said she has ovarian cancer." I said, "Pack all those documents. Get out of my office. You don't have cancer." I said, "Get out." I said, "Papa, please, are you angry with me?" "I'm not angry with you. I'm saying you don't have cancer and I'm not going to pray. Get out of this place." My wife came back. "What have you just done? She wants prayer." Tell her to go and run another test. She does not have cancer. Went to run another test. Came back with all the reports. Cancer free. Now, we wrapped out 2 months ago. Some of our pastors called me and said, "There's a matter that they've not brought to your notice." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "One of your daughters, they started seeing a growth." Okay? So they went to check the growth and they said it's cancer. What's happening? Put down the phone. I said to her, I said, "Listen, the day you came to me, God showed me your wedding day. He didn't show me a corpse. You are not dying and you don't have cancer." All right. We prayed very simple prayer. I said, "Take a week out. Go back to the same hospital where they diagnosed you and other hospitals." Came back cancer free. Inflammation, the growth gone. Disappeared. Alright. Why is that? When you bank on God, you are not taking risk. You are not taking risk. Can God be trusted? You know, many of you grew up with wrong indoctrination. Some of you have heard this Yoruba adage that any yara logungbe. Now, some believe that. Let me give you an instance. Look at the case of Nigeria and the issues, the kind of leadership structure. Now, some people believe that if we leave them to God, it will be slow. Alright, that's another story for another day. Actually, it gets slow because of his mercy. Are you with me now? But that it is not coming in your time doesn't mean it's not coming. So when the Bible says that by faith the elders obtained a good report, don't be like me that changed 33 to thought. The good report is not just, oh, I have faith. Are you with me? And I'm trusting God for, like that girl, for my school fees. And then finally God did it. That's a testimony. But that's not a good report. That's not what the Bible means by good report. Let me ask you a question. If my daughter comes to meet me, I say, Daddy, I need 1 million naira. If you don't give me the 1 million naira, I will steal. And I give her the 1 million naira. Is that a good report? Listen to me. With God, the hand does not justify the means. In fact, with God, the means is more important than the hand. Now, look up everyone, look up. I'm going to show you scripture, so we're going to read through. As far as God is concerned, He is more interested in what the process of faith does to you. What did I say? Now, you see, some of you are now like, the kind of faith I want to learn is one that works. No. Hold on. Without this understanding, we're going to raise people who will be half-baked. Have you seen believers that something happened to? And something bad happened. The moment something happened to them, alright, they tell you they are done with Christianity. True? What happened to them? Because they are bread and butter Christians. Alright? Real faith is known in waiting process. Real faith. So let me show you the elders that obtained a good report. And what was their good report? Alright, that's in Hebrews 11. Now, are you learning something this morning? Are you sure? Are you sure? Now, if you get this principle that I'm teaching you this morning, you will get result every now and then. Amen. I'm telling you, you'll get result every now and then. Now, how many of you have read the book of Hebrews 11 before? Now, let me teach you one heart of Bible interpretation that will help you. Anytime you pick a chapter to read, apart from reading the entire chapter, you must find out what is the heart of this chapter. So when you read Hebrews 11, oh, by faith, women received their dead back to life, blah, 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 Enoch was translated, you should not see death, and all those things. What is the heart, the heartbeat of Hebrews 11? I'll show you. And the heartbeat did not seem to make sense. Let's go to verse 12 and 13. Hebrews 11, 12 and 13. That's the heartbeat of that scripture. If you are there, say amen. Okay, let me start from verse 11 so you can have contextual background. Say, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who was promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as stars of the skies in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Now, this is verse 13. Look at the heart of this scripture. Who are the elders? Barak, Samson, David, Enoch, Moses, Abraham, Sarah. But verse 13 says, these all died in faith. Yes. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. That's the heartbeat. Now, I think what I'm giving you is for bone breakers. Because if you ask a baby Christian, what is the substance of faith? All right, tell you that I have faith. Faith is that I believe it, I confess it, I see it. No. You believe it, you confess it, you prove it. What are you talking about? Now let me ask you a question. Abraham, waiting to have a child for 99 years, was it because of Abraham's inability to give birth? When he went out once, he scored the goal. True? You don't understand what I'm telling you. Faith is not inclined on the result. It's that I've decided to stick to the God method. Because I could get the same result without the method. True? That's faith. That decision to stick on that God method, that's faith. Now you see people share testimonies, oh thank God I have this need, and I trusted God, waited on him, and he provided. Right? The same person could have gone to sleep with someone and the money will come, true or not true. Now hear what I'm saying. Your problem is not your inability to get results. Everybody here can see somebody is in church, say, why are people broke? Why this is not working? An average young man can, if he's just result oriented, can learn Yahoo in less than 3 months. They will give you the apps and say, these are the apps. Your problem is not inability to make money. You can. Amen. And some of you know you have colleagues. And you know what they are doing. True? If you want to go their route, you will. But this is the good news. You have chosen to do it the God way. And that's where your faith will be tested. Faith in itself is a journey. It's a walk. Now, hold on a minute. How many of you have seen cases of men that get married and then 1 year, 2 years, they feel their wife is not giving birth, and they will go and impregnate someone outside. And they will tell you they are Christians. Any faith you have learned that has not taught you to wait is not faith. Why? Because even the very definition of faith is that it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. So, nothing about Hebrews 11:1 talks about result. Hope for, not seen. Now, what are you trying to tell us, Apostle? Are you trying to tell us that, so if I have faith now, it means I will never see it? No. I'm saying that your faith is faith. It becomes absolutely inclined on the God method. That I am ready to stand here and wait for it, even if it will take time. As far as is the method. True? That's faith. That's faith. And that's why when you see men of faith, you see a lot of ruggedness. Why? Because they've understood the principle of waiting again and again and again. So let me give you an instance. Maybe God begin to place his grace upon your life to prophesy. And the first time you did it, the person said, no, it's not true. See, it has failed. It didn't fail. The man is growing. Sometimes what you heard is true, but you said it to the wrong person. But you will never become great in anything if you give up on time. You never. This attitude of quitting, this didn't work, I'm done, this work. Many of those things will later work. You must master waiting if you master faith. Waiting. Absolute trust. I won't give up. I won't stop. Faithful is he who has called me. Faithful is he who has promised. He will perform it. I won't stop. Are you with me now? Let me give you this illustration. Sometimes you hear me share maybe stories, and then say stories. Somebody had this, pray for the person, go healed. Let me share stories of the ones that didn't get healed, at least not immediately. One time I was praying. I told you God placed me on regimentation for 2 years. I'm fasting and praying every day, locked up. And one day the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, there's an anointing at this spot where you are praying that is potent enough to raise the dead. He said, tell them. It was an orphanage home. He said, if any child died or dies here, if you place the child where you pray, the child will come back to life. I called the woman. I said, I know you've had a few casualties. Some children are brought in sick, no problem. Said, but this is what God said to me. He will raise the dead through this place. Just put the child there. One time I was ministering, they sent me a message. So and so child is dead. I told them, go and tell them, put the child where I used to pray. They put the child where I used to pray. The child did not wake up. I went to cry to God. You said so. I didn't wake up and feel like that. You said it. What did I miss? He didn't say a word. I was studying my Bible that night. I saw when Jesus tried to raise, was it Jairus' daughter? He told all of them, get out of the room. I missed that. It's like, took some months. I was also preaching. Pastor, that child that was brought in, sick and all that, the child died. I said, please, put the child where I used to pray. Lock the door. Everybody get out. In less than 30 minutes, it was the cry of the child that brought them back. It was Thomas Edison that invented light bulb, and he did it over 900 times. It didn't work. Someone was intervening and they said, you tried 900 things, you failed. He said, I did not fail. I only learned over 900 ways for it not to work. You are not failing. You are the one who has concluded. And nobody is a failure until they put full stop in their stories. Nobody is. Nobody is. Are you with me now? Are you getting what I'm teaching you? Is it simple enough? Now, let me ask you a question. So how do you know men of faith? There are people who are devoted to the God method. So everything God has promised you, the devil also has the counterfeit. True or not true? Yeah, it does. And so sometimes you see sisters in church say, I'm trusting God for a future partner. Okay. But the truth is that if the same sister decides to wear bomb shorts and go to certain places, some boys will say, that's what I've been praying for. True or not true? Did the devil not promise Jesus glory without the cross? If we erase people who are just concerned about that thing, they will be giving testimony in church for what the devil did. God wants you strong and rugged. I shared the story. I prayed for a man. He's been paralyzed. 1980 something. The wife called me. Said, he's an old man. Said, please, we heard if you pray for him, you'll be healed. I believe. I went there, lay hands on him. I tried to drag him up. He fell like a log of wood. I was even afraid if I would not fracture his leg. Fell flat. God, what do I do now? God said, go there every day. Pray for him. And I was doing that for about 3 months. I would teach him the word. I would lay hands on him. We'll laugh. We'll gist. One day I went to the house. As usual. He had a permanent seat. That is where you would always meet him. He's developed back sores and because of one position. I got to the house. For the first time, I didn't see him on the seat. Where's Baba? The daughter was at the door crying. Ah! I said, God, we lost him. The wife came out of the room. As she saw me, she bursted into tears. Instead of me saying, where is he? I started asking, Baolu Shishele. I concluded he was dead. How did he die? The wife was looking at me. And to my amazement, somebody opened the door of the room. The same old man on his two legs with cup and came out. Now, the one that they got healed immediately is fantastic. But this one actually changed my life. Because my faith grew. How did it happen? The wife used to brush for him. To come and brush his teeth there. The wife said, he just said that he feels he can walk. Then he got up by himself, took the first leg, took the second leg. He's not gotten up since, I can't remember, either 1987. He's not gotten up. And for the first time, I had another girl that was born lame in her leg. Her leg became as tiny as... If you follow the Lagos meeting yesterday, the man that came with partial stroke, the wife packaged him inside. Like you package a book. I was ministering, I was looking at them. So I went to meet him. I said, are you sick? He said, yes. The half of his body is paralyzed. Wow. That was the same man that was running. You cannot get to the point, alright, where you can now believe God for big things if you have not grown from small things. So I was sharing the story of this, my girl, the mother born to a Muslim mother, the father left the mother was pregnant, the mother died. So I did a lot of work with orphanages. So when it was time for her to start walking, all children brought in at her age were walking. She did not walk. Rather, the leg grew tinier and tinier. She was just there. Oh, I held her. One of my best child. I held her to my chest. Oh, Lord. She's healed. And I can't hold tears. After I prayed for her, place her down, the leg bent. What do I do now? God said, pray for every day. Anytime you are here, lay hands on her and command healing. So I'll go there. Lay hands on her. I'm trying to tell you so you know there's no Superman anywhere. You grow. Yesterday in Lagos, a boy came with a bent hand. We had accidents of the nerves were gone. The hand did not straighten, but at least he could do some things he couldn't do before. Alright? There's a reason why I'm telling you this, so you don't get yourself frustrated. Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright. Before that girl, the leg, man. Whenever I get there, other children will rush. Pastor is around. She will just sit on that chair, the legs dangling like toothpick. I said, God. And then I went to the house. I'd not even gone to pray for her. Other children ran out. To our amazement, Rafia jumped out of the chair and ran towards me for the first time in her life. What did a 3-4-year-old know to be healed? things will shift after this meeting. Alright? So, the question is, this kind of faith by which the elders obtain a good report, how does it come? How do you receive this faith? This is the final stuff. Then I'm going to bless all of you. Then bless our pastor here. Then pray for the sick. If there's anyone who came with any sickness, whether growth or anything, and you have faith to be healed, then that's it. Amen. Yeah. Are you with me now? Romans 10:17. If you're there, say amen. Romans 10:17. All right. Can we read it together after the count of three? 1, 2, 3, go. How does faith come? Now, you see, look up, everybody. Let me ask you a question. I want us to answer this question honestly. How many of you have felt disappointed because you trusted that something will happen, but it didn't happen? You had faith, but it did not happen. Me, it has happened before. Okay. One time I thought I heard God, that a sister was my wife. When I got there, she said no. She said, not even in my dreams can I marry you. Oh, Jamila, how you can say that? How you can say that? Say, not even your dream. Say, is that how bad my life? I said, Allah added that. Amen. But you see, here is the mistake. Many people think that faith comes by reading the Bible. That's not true. That's what many interpret it as. Or if you can find a word in the... Look at the case of that guy in Ibadan. This happened in the 90s. Call him Prophet Daniel. Because it was Daniel's namesake. Who felt he could enter the zoo and the lions would not eat him. And when he did, the lions first looked at him and said, "I smell nice." And then they did the rest. Now, hear me. If you investigate that scripture, faith doesn't come by just what is written in the Bible. No. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing through the word. The Hebrew word used for the word there, the Greek word there, is the word rhema, not logos. That is, what can form the basis of faith in your heart is what the Lord says, not what you read. Until he breathes on what is written and it comes alive as a personal word, faith can be established on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give an instance. Hold on. Say, Jesus walked on water. Peter walked on water. I will walk on water. That's a scriptural reading. How did Peter walk on water? It was by the word. Come. Do you understand what I'm saying? That word was the basis for the faith. It means that if you don't have a word from God, you can't say you have faith on that matter. You can't say you have faith. Are you with me now? You can't say you have faith. Now, before we had the Lagos Apostolic Conference we had Friday and yesterday, I was praying. God told me that there's going to be grace potent enough to raise the dead. And while we were there, they brought two cases. One died liver cirrhosis. We brought the person on video, looking at the person. We look at the high ball. You can see all shades of jaundice. The liver was actually destroyed. Another person came and said, "This girl, I'm the one in charge of this patient. She's unconscious now." Doctor, God said it. But, however, I'm not the healer. Okay? Send two pastors there. Go and lay hands on them. One did not even come back to tell me what happened. But the other one came back and said, by the time they got there, the girl was even conscious. The things she could not do before another, she now began to do them. That's healing power. You see that? But, hear me. I can channel my faith in that direction because he said so. What I'm telling you is that if you just take what is written, the letter kill it. It is the spirit that gives life. The spirit needs to breathe on what is written for it to become yours. Let me show you this scripture. 1 John 1:1. 1 John 1:1. Alright. Now, as I'm teaching you, faith is rising in your heart. Then you can go to the areas where you have a word. Are you following what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Then we are going to exercise our faith and you'll see result. Now, let me give you this. Now, many people may not understand. Last week, Saturday, the young man that got out of wheelchair, he's been there for 15 years. You hear me? I was praying and God told me, tell them anyone on wheelchair and crutches should be brought. Once his word is in that direction, it means it will happen. Now hear me. When I held the legs of that guy, I know you have seen pap before. The Yorubas call it echo. Huh? The leg felt like solid pap. It was even bent. It felt like if you put this person on the ground, the legs would just collapse like shawarma. But the audacity to drag such a leg. Now listen to what I'm saying. Belief system is that I believe. See now. I believe, I pray for you, be healed. But the audacity of faith is, get up! It means between that force with which I drag you, one bone must shall replace it. I dare to believe because there's a word in that direction. Are you with me? Now, let me tell you something. My first experience with raising the dead was a serious one. Alright? And I tell you, I don't argue. People say Christianity is scam. I don't argue. I just want God to use my life to prove that it is not. This woman died. And they called me. I went there, I examined her. No pulse. The eyes were fixed in the socket. No pulse. Nothing. Gone. Ah, God, what do I do now? He said to me, he said, take her upstairs. Okay. Oh, now we have gathered upstairs. You know what I thought was that we all gather and then start praying, come back to life. He said no. He said pray for the entire family and pray warfare prayers. So somebody was dead, a body is on the ground, we're doing deliverance. Because you cannot have faith in a direction that his word has not gone. Are you with me? And by the time we prayed from around past 9 till 2 a.m., by that 2 a.m., of course, he's now cold and the skin is getting a bit. Then God now said to me, throughout that time, he didn't say lay hands on her or pray that life should come. No word. He said, now they can take her back to the room that she's now asleep. They carried her 2 a.m. Now asleep. No life. Nothing. The hand drop. Nothing. No life. I said, God said, she's now asleep. Take her to the room. Past 5 in the morning, I heard everywhere shaking, scattering, people were running. What's the problem? She got back to life. And she was asking for water. So, are you saying when God said she was now asleep, you did not believe? Guess what? Even me, I was not too sure. Get what I'm saying? Well, I know if he said so. But my theology were conflicting. God, they used to see someone slept in the Lord. Is that the kind of sleep? She came back to life. She's alive now. She just gave birth 2 months ago. Why? Anywhere Emma goes, that's the building material for faith. Let me share one last story with you. Please sit down. This is a story from Dr. Paul Enetchi. And it will help those who are pastors. When they built the Glory Dome, the church was not filled. The church they moved from to Glory Dome, you'll have to share Glory Dome into like 50 for you to have that church. The church wasn't filled. Or the inauguration, the opening there, it was filled. But after that, church wasn't filled. He went to ask God in prayer, what should we do next? We have done all that we know to do. God said to him, start 5 services. We are running 1. It is not filled. 100,000 seater church. I said I need solution. You said we should start 5. So it can be clear that church is empty. But he obeyed. And the church got filled. And God began to bring amen. My house, my estate is just beside Glory Dome. From my balcony in my house, I'm looking into Glory Dome. It's filled up. Peter toyed through the night. No fish. Right, left, center, back and forth. How did fish come? By the word. Launch to the right. Hear me. Fishes were not waiting in the right. Fishes were waiting wherever the word will go. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you dare to believe, you get it. The man at the pool of Bethesda. What was the special thing Jesus did? Pick your bed and go. Okay. Was it difficult for him to pick his bed for 38 years? Yes, it was. Because no word had gone in that direction. And that's why when we pray for the sick, I believe, at what point do they get healed? If you ask me, I will tell you at the point where we ask them to do the things they couldn't do before. The healing is legal, but it becomes vital or experiential at that point. Somebody is on wheelchair, say, get up from that place now. Say, I can't get up. He won't get up. Once the word comes, faith must be built. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Faith is not built on assumption. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what you don't know. Let me tell you what you don't know. It was last week. They've tried to get venue. The Abeokuta Church. It was, look, there will be no inauguration till I return to Abuja. Last week, I called him. I said, oh boy, inauguration is this week. We have spent millions for the past 3 days. Alright, not here. We have projects going on. I said, want to go and buy Bible? I said, God has given his word now. He said, we should go and start. I said to the guys, go to the market, buy everything you want to buy. They will transfer money to you. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me leave the rest. I have sent people to places on several occasions. The money was not on ground. At the point of paying, somebody just say from America, I just want to so seat, $2,000. Hear what I'm saying? You will not know what favor is if you don't take step of faith. There are entitlements that is only available for those who dare to believe. Do you understand what I'm saying? The problem is, and sometimes it's possible that you have found yourself in an environment where your audaciousness has been killed. Let me leave you with this final instruction. Any relationship that you have to keep and maintain with your smallness, that the person is only convenient with you because you are small, run. God wants to increase you. He wants to strengthen you on all sides. Are you with me now? if I pray for you and I decree words over you, if you receive the words as words from the Lord, faith can be built on it. Alright. Was it last month or I can't remember? Okay, not last month. Maybe early this year. I was in Lagos. My spiritual son and his wife, they are married, came to be with their daughter and knelt down. And he shed tears. He said, "Papa, the hardship is too much." I brought them close. I said, "I decree between now and the next 7 days, let the kind of door that has not opened for you before be opened." He said, "Amen." Day one, nothing happened. Day two, nothing happened. Day three, day four, day five. Friday, that week, they called them from Abuja. "Something you have been processing has clicked." He became a millionaire on Friday. When I say millionaire, 1 million naira does not make you a millionaire. 2 million does not make you a millionaire. 3 million does not make you a millionaire. 4 does not make you a millionaire. 5, because just one expenditure, you are back to 900,000. As if that was not enough, somebody called him and said, "How much is your rent?" "Say 1.6 million. "Said, "I want to pay your rent." "Say, it's not expired though." "I want to pay your rent. Send your account number and send the 1.6 million. On Saturday morning, somebody called him and said, "I want to travel and relocate to Canada. Your thoughts just came into my heart. Come and carry my car." Following Sunday, prophecy fulfilled. Why? They dare to believe. Do you dare to believe this morning? Do you think if I speak as commanded, your life will not change? It will. It will. It will. Are you ready to be blessed? Thank you, Father. My Father and my God, first and foremost, I want to thank you for Spirit of Light Church Abeokuta, that this ground become the ground of destiny recovery. Men who came to David were men of low degree, indebted, dispirited. They were all down. They stayed with him in the cave of Adullam, and they became mighty men. I ask that this house becomes the building place of mighty men. Yeah. And I hereby decree every principality and powers that has held the destiny of men captive in this territory, loose them and let them go. Yeah. I command that the gate of heaven over this city is opened. Yeah. Whatsoever it is that has been thwarting the rising of men, we break your grip. Yeah. Now I command over everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name that is above all names, I decree everyone who is indebted, everyone who is in pains, everyone who is owing in financial trouble, in spiritual bondage, I command by the word of the Lord, you are made free this morning. If there's anyone who is trusting God for the resources to get things done, it was God who called for it. I command, between now and the next 7 days, let it be clear that the hand of God is not short to save. Window of resources beyond your calculation. opened. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you came to this meeting with any form of sickness anywhere, whether a growth, an inflammation, a pain, put your hands there now. I'm going to pray a simple prayer for you. And I will ask you to check yourself. The moment you see the symptoms gone, please come out so I can receive your testimony. There's nobody that will not be healed. I command every tree that the Lord has not planted of sickness, of pain, of growth, of inflammations, of fever, of dislocations, of whatever, be uprooted now. I curse the root of sicknesses. I curse the symptoms. And I command, get out. Leave those bodies now. Thank you, Father. It is done. Now, put your hands down. Get up, everybody. I'm going to give you a minute to check. It was pain, check it. You couldn't bend your neck, check. Like I said, many people don't know how to receive their healings. The moment you see that the symptom you came with is no longer there, come. You can be either at my right hand, I'm going to take 2-3 testimonies, or at my left. But I want to pray for the pastor. Pastor Lincoln, I'll be celebrating. And his assistant, so he's right this way. See on your knees. Please stretch your hands towards them. While we are praying these prayers, those I prayed for healing, check your body. Please check. Once you see the symptoms is gone, you don't want to waste anybody's time, just be out quickly. In 1 minute, can you just decree that the hand of God will walk with them? His grace will walk with them. They will not fail in this assignment. They will rather become stronger and better. In the name of Jesus. Mercy will keep and preserve them. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Amen. Father, as hands are laid upon your servants today, I ask that new unction to function comes upon you. From today, of all the graces, impartations, covenants, and realities that I walk in, you have access to walk in the same thing.
Amen.
No mountain will refuse your voice.
Amen.
I ask that fresh fire sit upon your servant.
Amen.
And you will equip him.
Amen.
You will strengthen him. Where is his fiancé? He's come and join him. You lay your hands on them, O Lord, and you will walk with them. In the name of Jesus, I decree that all is well with you. From today, as you say it, you will see it. Every man that come under your wing, they rise as mighty men. The grace to raise mighty men, receive it. In the name of Jesus, the finger of God rest upon you. Filled with wisdom, might, and strength. You will not be tired. You will not be weary. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Let's give them a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.